want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. As we wrap it up here, Steve along with Sam talking NASCAR off-season. And I guess something that's going to be a topic of discussion here pretty soon is going to be the inaugural. For some reason, words just ain't coming to me tonight. I don't know why. But, yeah, in the inaugural class of the NASCAR Hall of Fame set to open in Charlotte, which, of course, we're here in the Kansas City area, and we were very much hoping we would get it here. But it didn't happen because those people at Charlotte stole it, bought it, took it away from us. No, not really. But that's for another show and another time,
okay,
Sam.
All right, all right.
But anyway, so they're starting to talk about who would be in the inaugural class.
Well, when you think about halls of fame or it would be halls of fame, not Hall of Fames, or would it be Hall of Fames? I don't know. But anyways, when you think about that,
I don't know English.
A brand new Hall of Fame. You know, the first inductees, that's a pretty prestigious thing.
Oh, yeah.
And when you think about NASCAR and you go back through all the history, obviously, in my humble opinion, the two Francis, Bill and Bill Jr., have got to be in the first class.
Oh, yeah. That's it. I mean, that's NASCAR right there. Bill France Sr., especially. I mean, he started it.
Yeah, and Bill France Jr. took it to the heights that it is now.
Right.
But after you go from there, you know, you start looking at drivers, and I'm sure there'll probably be some people from Winston, I'm sure, will be in the Hall of Fame.
They shouldn't be in there. It's, you know, just because they threw money into it.
There will be broadcasters in there.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I'm sure Bill Weber will be one of the first broadcasters to go in.
Now, Bill Weber's okay. You're saying that in mocking fashion, I can tell, and Bill Weber's all right.
Jerry Punch, then.
Okay, now you're getting...
But when you think about the drivers, what names stick out in your mind? Let me see if you tell me what...
Well, obviously, there's one that jumps to mind immediately. If you're looking at one driver.
Derek Cope?
Yeah, of course. Who else would it be? He won the Daytona 500. Richard Petty. I mean, obviously, Richard Petty is going to be the first driver that's going to be inducted in there. I mean, first on the list, unanimous, just lock it down. It's in.
The second name immediately that comes to my mind.
Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many they're going to induct on the first round, but, you know, obviously those four. But as you think back, and I think my stool just broke in the studio.
But well, I tell you, I hope it's the stool cracking and not other sounds coming from that general area.
But as you think about other drivers and you go back historically into the sport, you know, I don't know how many they're going to bring into the Hall of Fame in the initial class or in years afterwards, but what are some names that stick out to you that you think will obviously be there?
It will be interesting because you name off two or three guys, and then it starts getting a little bit tougher. It really does. I think Darrell Waltrip will go in very early. I'm not quite sure how it's going to work as far as how long they'll have to be out of the sport, if it'll be like a 6-year deal like the NFL Hall of Fame or Baseball Hall of Fame or something like that, if they'll have to be, you know, retired from the sport or away from the sport for at least 5 or 6 years.
David Pearson, I would think.
David Pearson,
obviously,
would be a lock on that, I would think. And even go back to the early days, Tim Flock, somebody like that. You know, Lee Petty, you know, a lot of guys, Ned Jarrett, that won championships and were, you know, big stars in the sport even back in the early days before anybody paid any attention to NASCAR. Obviously, you know, NASCAR was going on a long time before it was ever on television, even on the radio. I mean, MRN radio has only been broadcasting since 1970. So they tooled around in obscurity for so many years, but there were a lot of great drivers even back in the early days.
Well, you know, the cool part about having the Hall of Fame, and NASCAR is like a lot of the other sports, and I think of the NFL in particular, that some of the older veterans that were here that built this thing, you know, back when it was obscure, you know, they don't get the attention, they didn't make the money, they didn't have the things, but I think it is so cool that finally some of those guys are going to get their due.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, I think if you look at the current crop of drivers right now, Jeff Gordon is going to be, I mean, whatever the... you know, the time that you have to be away from the sport has passed once he retired.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be unanimous first ballot. I mean, that's one thing now. Appreciate him while we're watching him because he is one of the all-time greats.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. All right. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. We'll be back next week to talk some more NASCAR off-season stuff. Always plenty of news going on. Thanks to engineer Paul Knauer, and thank you. Have a great week. See you next time on the Race Report.
Good job, guys. Woo! All you guys done a heck of a job.